Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day, this Sunday afternoon that we can gather. Thank you, Lord, that we're here. Thank you for blessing Brother Freedom. Lord, we pray a special blessing on all the listeners out there. Bless them, Father. We thank you for our friends in Africa. Thank you, Lord, for our friends in England, our friends around the States. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful working. Thank you for our friends in Singapore. We just give you praise and honor and glory, and we thank you for your mighty working in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Father, we just give you praise. We come to you with glory and adoration, thanking you and loving you for all, every good and perfect gift. Your word declares that all good things come from you. And Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you give to us. And Father, we thank you for all the blessings. We thank you that you're real. Help me this day to be a blessing. Lord, that's my only desire, that I might be a blessing wherever I go, and my light might shine for you. And I believe that's what you wish all of us to do, is just let our light shine this last hour, that we might be that hope for someone, that help for someone that's going through struggling, that one is having a problem, that we might help them to give them a blessing, they might be able to overcome whatever they're facing. We pray that you bless, impart your truth on us in a very special way. Bless us today in Jesus' name, amen. In Revelation, the 21st chapter, John the Revelator, he said he sees a new heaven, new earth, which shall come to pass. So John saw the holy city near Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither there will be any more pain. For former things are passed away. And then the seventh verse, which is this key scripture today. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I shall be his God. And he shall be my son. You know, in the world we live in today, in the Christianity, people don't talk much about being overcomers. You know, you just sort of on an even keel, you know, if you're a Christian, that's good enough. But there's not much mention. An overcomer, I really believe I worked in heavy equipment for a lot of years, and that's what you did every day. You overcome the problems you was facing. That's how these roads get built. You take a big hill up here, that hill comes down, put a fill in down here, and brings it up to its flat. And life is the same way. Every day of our life, I believe that God sees it this way, that we're to have enough of him that we overcome the problems we face. Our problems are different. They vary from even us. What I do now is the same way 2 years ago. But those things continually change. They like recycle. And I believe that's why we need the blessed Holy Spirit from heaven to help us, because things change so rapidly, so fast, that pretty soon we get almost like snowballed down to a place that we don't know what the pathway is, because we're looking at what the storm is, and we know that that storm's going to soon be over if we keep holding on to the Lord. You know, you can get in the worst snowstorms, and I've been up to Altura in that country. And you cannot see. I mean, it's just so, the snow was so heavy. And yet, maybe in 2 hours, it's just the sun will shine. And so that's the way it is in life. We realize that he's bigger than what we're facing. See, the Bible says we're not to look at the things we're seeing. And that's where we get in trouble, because I'm looking exactly what I'm seeing. No, I don't. We can change the things we're seeing if we have faith in him. And that's what he wishes for us to do, that we'll speak it back as existence. We speak it as being changed by God. God gives his children power over the elements of this world, and I believe it. If we stand true to God, God wants us to be an overcomer in him. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and he'll be a father unto us, and we'll be a son or daughter, either one. But a father, a true father, always wants their children. I think women and men are a little different here. But a father is sort of the one out there in the part of wanting to keep going even through adversities. women are more the more sheltering, I believe, of the two. I don't mean to take sides, but I believe that the fathers do have a, it's down the road what we're thinking about. My wife was thinking right down at the time. But I was thinking, say, 10 years from now, if my son does this, he's going to have this at that time. But she's thinking more about now, right now, this future. But I said, I think those parallel because down the road, they're going to come together. What we face is with too heavy within ourselves. We start thinking about things. Bible says, we're not to think about the things of darkness. Because I make a mistake when I start remembering. I got to put those things away from me. I can no longer have that luxury taking thought about yesterday. Because when I do, I'm losing insight to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that is what caused us that we've got to become overcomers. We start putting our mindset, we're trying to figure it out in our minds, and God says, my child, it's too big for you. Lean not on yourself, lean not on what you know, but lean on the Lord thy God, and I will help you. I'll bring you through it with my power, but you just got to learn to trust me, because that's what I wish for you to do anyway. Trust in me. Know that I am God. I'm the one that has created you. I will go with you. I'll bless you. I'll move mighty. But there's something in us, the human realm within us, even though we try so hard to live the Lord with us, part of us that wants to go back to the normal realms. It's hard to stay in the Spirit all the time. And that's why we've got to seek God in these last hours. We've got to work at it. We've got to move at it because it's trying to get away from us. It's something we can't, it's not tangible. We lose it. We got it. We're like a football player. He's got the ball. He's dropping it. That's where we are. So we, the glory of God is, that's what it is. We're losing it. And the enemy is trying to make us lose it over and over. And pretty soon we lose it so much, we want to give up. Brothers and sisters, we can't give up. We've got to remember the crown is too big. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful time. For a new heaven, new earth, where there dwelleth righteousness. It's going to be a former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So there's not going to be no more sea. You know, I don't know. I guess the sea is okay. But the Lord said there's not going to be no more sea. And the holy city Jerusalem is going to be something we can't even understand. There's something that's scheduled for mankind. It's so spectacular, so wonderful, that we can't even imagine. It says, written as it is written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God, but God hath revealed them by His Spirit, for yea, the Spirit searches yea, the deep things of God. When we start figuring the things out in our minds, we lose it. I think that is that's what God told me what's wrong with the churches nowadays, because God wants us to not lean in what we know. It's hard for us to let go of something when we know it. As a mechanic, I had to start learning this about 30, 40 years ago. When God had told me to do something, I had to forget what I knew, because if I held on to any of I knew, it wasn't going to work. It's hard for us to give over to the Lord. That's probably the hardest step for each one of us when we tell the truth. We really got lean not on our own understanding, all our ways acknowledge Him, and He should direct our paths. It's easy said, but it's not easy done. So we've literally got to trust in the living God, that He is more than adequate, more than able to keep us. He can guide us, He can direct us, He can deliver us, set us free. We're more than conquerors through Him. But these promises only work when we're walking in Him. See, every time we get out of the will, we lose. I don't care what these people may have said, but when we get away, we got to go back, do our first work, start over. I guess if you go a fundamental, if you're going to quite a Christian workshop right now, fundamentally, a lot of things, what we do is right, but you can't do it without the Spirit. I truly believe it. The Spirit of God is what is our link with heaven. Now, everything on earth, what we do in the natural is seeing. We see exactly what we are. You drive your car down the road, your eyes are picking up exactly where you are. But through the Spirit, it's different. You're not picking up from yourself, you're picking up from God. So we've been trained all of our life from our childhood to watch, guard But it has to come to the time when we've been mature that God's able to take over. And I know it's not easy for the average person. That's the problem why there's many called and fewer chosen. I've been praying the Lord about this about the last 3 months. Heavy, why a lot of people are not going to be ready. This is it. It's all together. But a lot of us, we can't give in to the Lord. And you say, that's just a little thing. Well, it's a big thing with God. It's all with Him because that's what it is. Believe not in the Lord thy God, and you got it. Great. Believe not in me, He ain't got nothing. I'm just saying that wrong English, but that's what it is. So if we believe good, big and big in Him, it's going to be good. If we don't believe big in Him, it's not going to be good. Because we're going to end up on the short end. And where we're living, we need something that's beyond any of our understanding. Anything that comes in our intellect, because God moves through the way of this world is not of man. And God's been speaking this for years. He was going to come in the last hour and work with His people in a mighty way. But many are called and few will be chosen. He comes to bless. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. See, the enemy fights against us all every day of our lives. And that's why we have to keep going back every day of our life. Say, Lord, I want a new strength, a new power, a new anointing. Because I'm flimsy. My body deteriorates pretty fast. But God renews faster. So all I got to do to stay up to date is say, Lord, I've used up all of the exhaust of everything, all the resources You give me this last day. I want this day You give me refill my resources. It says the renewing of our mind that might prove what is the good, acceptable, for perfect will of God. The renewing of your mind is the most crucial spark of all of our being. We allow, as people, we allow things to get in our hearts. Little dumb things that are not worth 2 cents. And we have a tendency to think on those things. And pretty soon we've lost where God's really at. We're missing it. We don't have that luxury no longer. We got to be sensitive to our little things, our motives. We really have to be sensitive to our feelings, to others too. And those are the things that ruin our lives. We let bitterness, strife, bad feelings, whatever it is, to cause us to stumble. And those stumbling may deter us from that time when the Lord's coming through heaven. And also, when we have to go back, we have to redo. We have to we don't stumble, we got to go back and rebuild a little bit. Let's say, I'm sorry, repent, and obedience is better than sacrifice. The day that we're living in, I really believe that to be ready for Jesus, I don't know whether we're going to have a lot of time to go back and repent over and over and over and over and over and over. God forgives, but we need to be available. If He should call today that we're ready. Lord, I'm ready. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. And Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Not to me only, but all those that love His appearance. And I see that's another place in there that we can possibly miss when we don't love His, when we dread that day. When we're not really wanting to see that day coming. When we're afraid of that day. For fear brings torment. But the fearful and unbelieving shall have their part in the heaven. It goes on down to murders, but I'm just saying the fearful and unbelieving is two of the first two ones. And all us Christians come in that area. We can get fearful pretty easy. A few minutes we're fearful. And we can get unbelieving. We lose the importance of what we should stay available. We're like a war effort. In Korea, we had to be ready to fight at any moment. Or you're doomed if you don't. And that's where we're going to be. We really realize that His coming is soon. The crown is too big. The prize is beyond imagination, what we're going to have. You know, God just wipe away all tears and rise. You know, that's, you go to funerals, you go to places. And this morning I went to church service. Lot was on pain. And There's a lot of people believe that pain is, I really don't believe that God wishes a lot of pain on us personally, but there's people that believe that we sanctify ourselves through suffering. The Bible says, for those that live godly shall suffer persecution for righteousness' sake. But I believe that we have all face pain somehow. Sometimes pain in our bodies. Sometimes things that we do are painful. To me, though, I heard this morning it made some people angry. I can say truthfully in my heart, I've never been angry being pain. I just felt that maybe I was, my body's hurt. Or if I was going through, I guess I never held God in any anger with this thing kind of thing. But I guess there is people that do. They get angry with the Lord. I can truthfully say that I don't do those. That's one thing I don't do. But God doesn't want us to be angry with Him or upset with Him in anything that goes upon this life. Because where we are, we're just as they going through it. And even though we're seeing hardships in it, although we might be disgusted, although we want to quit, we got to realize that God's going with us. It's for our betterment. We go past this way one time. We don't go back the second time. It's all one day shot. So every day of our life needs to be on top of the Lord. We need to seek God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might. And I don't believe that we can seek Him unless we pray, seek His face, read His Word, and think on what He means. Think on the things of God. Is our mind, do we think on God when we're not thinking of something else? Does our mind way go off someplace? That's up all of us to choose. But our minds are I've heard years ago, was like a devil's workshop. We can be a Christian, but the devil can be working in our mind. We can have pity parties. We can have all kinds of parties. But those things we got to, they're renewing our mind that we might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We need to prove it out to ourselves because heaven's real. I don't know, maybe y'all here living 50 years from now and you're still here. But I don't believe so, but I know I won't be here. But the Lord says this generation shall not pass away till these things be all fulfilled. That generation started back in 48, I think, wasn't it? That's pretty good while. It says this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. So I believe He's coming soon. You know, I go places here and there and listen, but I never hear anybody. I don't hear anything on the coming Lord Jesus. But I believe that God called me. What He called me for is prepare you the way of the Lord. And He's coming soon. I believe He's coming through the clouds of glory. I believe He says, be ready, my church. Awaken, because I'm coming. I don't want to take you unaware. The Bible says in Luke, lest He find us unaware of that day when He comes. We should be not afraid of that day. We should be looking for that day. That's what He's saying. We look for that day, that special time. Jesus is the answer. He's the one that will keep us. He's the one that will uplift us. And I believe that we're at that very time when He's coming. He's coming through the clouds of glory. I probably sound like a broken record, but I'm going to probably keep at it until maybe a few people hear me. But out there today, if you're off through the world today, we need to keep our eyes. It says, knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand, lest thou cast off all the works of darkness, and lest put on the whole armor of light. I remember in 1941, and I heard it even before December 7th, 1941, that there was going to be troubles. And when it come, they bombed us out of Pearl Harbor. We weren't ready. Washington wasn't ready. And that's what it says here. Take heed yourself, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with the surfeitings and drunkenness, and cares this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. See it stand there, that day, you're prepared for it. For as a snare it shall come on all them that, all, not some, but all that dwell on the face of the whole earth. All. Watch ye therefore, and pray always. So God says, watch and pray always, we pray without ceasing. It may take your time, but it's going to be worth it. Watch therefore and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of God. God made me a revelation the other night. Was here. You know how we're going to stand before the Lord of God? The Holy Ghost is going to deliver you to. That's what's going to make me stand. So I can't go against the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to deliver me to Jesus. He's going to make us where we stand before Christ. Ready. What a wonderful day. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye the kingdom of God is at hand. What's the signs? Israel is a big sign. And we know that when God's dealing with Israel, we're gone. The budding of the fig tree is here. We need to be ready. And look at the every day for the last 2 weeks, all last week I've seen one city right after another, cities right here in the United States mowed down. Tornadoes. One street after another. Water over people's houses. That's in America. Never, they weathered that day. Well, God's the answer. God still handles things. The weather's in His department. He said, my church, wake up. Look! I'm telling you, wake up, look! I'm coming. He does everything to us, we don't look. So I guess if some be caught sleeping. He says He blinds the eyes many times. That blindness is very, very subtle, because one time you had better had known the way and then depart from the way after you've known it. So many times we go back, we're back in the Lord, God blinds our eyes and we don't, He takes us at will then, so we're accountable. We're all going to stand accountable. We can't, no excuses in heaven. I can't blame Tom, Harry, Mary, Frank, nobody but me. We have to stand accountable. God bless you people today. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I've tried, but I know that we need to be ready. We need to be working out of our salvation with fear and trembleness. We need to seek God with all of our heart, with all of our being, because it is your life. Your life is live now, but if you miss out, your life is going to be ruined for eternity. Right now, you've got a chance to live in eternity in luxury. Glorious tire, glorious blessing, glorious power. Glory to God, the glory. Having the glory of God upon. I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. I pray that you uplift them, encourage them. And I pray that you speak their heart that they must stay ready. Father, we must stay ready, looking to you, the author and finisher, the keeper of our faith. Help us to walk upright before you in a very powerful way, in a very blessed way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We pray that you'll bless all the hearers today. Bless in a mighty way, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless.